One half of the WWE Women's Tag Team Champion and will be in town on June 10th at the SAP Center for Monday Night Raw. Peyton Royce, how are you?
Hi, good. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So it's going to be in the San Jose Bay Area. Do you have any special memories any time in the past of being in the Bay Area?
I don't think I've ever been in the Bay Area, but I'm so excited because I have seen so many beautiful photos.
Okay. And, you know, your old home, NXT, does have quite a few memories at the old San Jose Event Center as well. So will you be making a stop by anytime soon for something like that, you think?
I hope so. Actually, now that you say that, I think I have been there. I think we did have a show there in San Jose. I'm sorry, I have a terrible memory. I can't even remember where I was 2 days ago.
Oh, it's all good. I mean, you have to travel quite a bit. I know a good amount of the roster is heading to Jeddah for Super Showdown.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine what kind of, like, you know, jet lag you're consistently in just all
the time.
Yeah,
it's always a state of jet lag.
is there any professional tips for anybody who has to travel on how to deal with that consistent travel?
Oh, I would just say the best thing is to down your H2O and find a good skincare routine.
Okay. And also, I'm sure it helps that you have such a nice support in Billy Kay, who I think you guys are in number one, perhaps, best friendship in the WWE currently?
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. Number one, best friendship.
Okay. And I saw there was a video you posted where you revealed not only you guys have a new t-shirt at WWEshop.com, but you also are now the official longest-running WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. So congrats for that.
Well, thank you very much. We've worked very hard to defend and retain our tag team championship.
It's been fantastic. And the video you guys did, I've seen, has gone a bit viral. I don't think I've ever seen Roman Reigns as scared as I have when you guys ambushed him.
Yeah, I don't think he was quite prepared for what we had in store.
Man, you took down the big dog. Congrats on that.
Thanks.
And then also, just Billy shouting, "Hey, Kayla," I've seen has been memes so far. I saw it remixed to Outkast, "Hey Ya," and now I'm just waiting for, like, the 10-hour loop of that consistently, because it feels like it's only a matter of time at this point.
Right, yes, just a matter of time.
And just, it's been pretty crazy to see just how much the whole WWE universe has embraced the Iconics as a whole. Everybody loves you guys. And you will be in town for Raw, where there's just been some insane things going on with Brock Lesnar taunting Seth with his boombox Money in the Bank briefcase. Have you guys had a chance to try to play your guys' theme song on his boombox, or has he been very protective?
He has been quite protective, but I tell you what, that is an idea that I will take to Billy Kay, and I'm really hopeful that we can somehow grab the boombox and, you know, play our theme, as you say. That's a great idea.
I mean, you guys ambushed and frightened Roman Reigns, and Roman Reigns has a victory over Brock, so, I mean, logic
says. I guess
says,
that means one better than Brock.
There you go. And there's just been a lot of insanity on Raw, which once again is going to be at the SAP Center this June 10th. I don't know if you guys will be able to run into Matthew McConaughey again, but I mean, we could put out a tweet to see if he'll come to follow up.
Yeah, see, let me know what he says. I'm a big fan of the Iconics.
Yeah, I saw. What did you guys discuss backstage? I did see there was a photo posted on Instagram of you guys hanging out with his awesome shirt that I really want to get a hold of too.
Yeah, I complimented his whole outfit, the matching blue shoes to the top. I just thought, you know, really great wardrobe planning. So, you know, we discussed outfits, we discussed superhero poses, and his love for the Iconics.
It's been fantastic. And, of course, there have been some people who have put challenges to the Iconics. You guys won it at WrestleMania in glorious fashion. And then, of course, we have folks like the Kabuki Warriors that are threatening you. You got Shayna Baszler, who apparently is annoyed by you guys being so happy about yourself, as we've seen, which just feels like hater attitude.
Right.
And it just seems like it's just been a ball of positivity and nothing can bring you down. How has Billy Kay been truly helpful in just keeping your head over water with all of the, you know, I mean, you got a target on your back with those belts.
Yes, we do. And, you know, that's a target that we don't take very lightly. We're very serious about the targets on our back. So we have eyes in the back of our heads, and that's why there's two of us. So we have eyes peeled at all times. And just a side note, Shayna Baszler actually loves the Iconics. She likes to act tough and pretend that she's annoyed by us, but really, if she could be the third member of the Iconics, I 100% know deep down that she would jump at the opportunity.
Oh, poor Mandy. She probably doesn't want to hear that, but it is a hard truth to accept, I'm sure. So one thing I have noticed is that, you know, speaking of people that probably don't show as much love as they probably do have for the Iconics, one of the true great things that you did in NXT was Johnny Gargano was constantly being annoyed is the wrong word, I would say. I would say lovingly embraced on, you know, Snapchat and what have you. Have you guys been able to find a solid replacement for that relationship?
You know what, we haven't been able to find one solid replacement, which I think is why we kind of do these videos that we show you guys, where we kind of try to pick a few of the NXT the WWE superstars, and we want to try and get these relationships in bulk now rather than just one relationship.
Right, spread the Iconic love instead of just hyper focus. That is a good plan. I can definitely see this working out because I've clearly been thoroughly entertained by everything that has been put out. So before I let you go, Peyton, I wanted to do a little word association with some of your coworkers that you see in the hallways. I'm going to name a couple people. What are the first thoughts that come to mind, like in a word or two? So we'll start with Shayna Baszler.
Shayna Baszler, lover of the Iconics.
All right. Mandy Rose.
Donuts.
All right. Becky Lynch.
The man, two belts.
Lacey Evans.
Nasty.
All right. And then finally, I will just say Billy Kay.
Oh, my wifey.
Oh, that is adorable. So Peyton will be in town with the rest of the WWE Universe for a show at the SAP Center Monday Night Raw. Tickets are still available, and you can win them in the morning with DK here on Alt-105.3. Peyton, it was a pleasure, and I wish you the best.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye.